This episode is brought to you by ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Whether you're buying or selling a home, get matched with up to three top selling agents in your area. ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Here's a popular topic from our Rock on the Money podcast. For the full episodes and more information, head on over to rockonthemoney.com. Hope you enjoy. All right, Amanda, we have an email coming in from Nicole. She's investing in her 401k. She does a 50-50 split between two different mutual funds, and it's the Vanguard 500, S&P 500 Index Fund, and Harbor Capital Appreciation, which we've talked about those before. She has a 13% contribution that she's doing.
Good for her.
Well, I know. I love it, which equates to $600 a month, but she also gets a company match of 9.3%. Amanda, that's amazing.
Incredible. What I know. Does she work? Are they hiring?
I know. And that equals about $350 a month. So she's putting away $950 a month in her 401k, which is about $11,400 per year. Really good. I like it.
How old is Nicole? Because you said she's much younger. Is that much younger than you or much younger than me?
You know what? Hold on. Let me go find her message. Where does I have it? Oh, she's 38, Amanda.
So not that much.
And she wants to retire at 65. So how many years is that? You're the brains behind this operation.
65 minus.
Okay, hold 38. On. Carry the two.
I get 27. Does that?
27. Thank you. 27.
27 more years.
27 more years. So, okay, before we get into the chart. So what we did is we just went to a simple online 401k calculator. The one I used was from NerdWallet, and I have a link to it in the show notes for you.
NerdWallet.
I could have went to Bankrate to do the same thing.
Oh, I love it.
There's a bunch of them out there, but NerdWallet was the cleanest one. There's some that really deep. This is a very rough estimate. This is not something like a financial advisor or planner would do. They'd get it more into the weeds. We don't know about student loans or anything. We're just taking your basic information and coming up with a number here. Okay. So 13% contributions with a company match at 9.3%. She wants to retire at 65. And I did the rate of return at 8%, which
that's fair.
I think that's fair. Yeah. I think the default was 6%, which with the two funds that she mentioned, she could easily get 8 to 10% long term. So I went on the bottom side of that. So when you put in those numbers, she comes up with a grand total of $1.71 million at age 65.
Okay.
So now,
we're talking.
I know. And that doesn't even take into account her money she gets from Social Security. And she did not do any increases over that time. Okay.
Right.
That's assuming
I mean, assuming her income will probably increase over the time.
Right. So this is just taking her basic income.
Bare minimum.
But I said, okay, what if she retired two more years later to get a better Social Security payout at 67? We're only talking about a two-year difference, Amanda. Okay.
I just two years seems like a lot of time when you only have so many years left in your life, though.
Oh, but she's 38. She's going to live to 100.
I know.
Remember, we talked about that.
Yeah. But once you're 65, you have fewer years left.
Absolutely. So if she just did two more years without any pay increases over all that time, her amount actually jumps to $2.03 million.
Oh. That's another $300,000.
So her monthly payout would go from $4,100 a month to almost $5,000 a month on the drawdown by just going two more years. That doesn't even include her Social Security increase. So you throw Social Security in there, you're at $6,000-$7,000 a month. I congratulate her on what she's doing so far. Yeah. So her current account balance is $112,000. You're in your 30s. You're already six figures. And we already talked about the Rule 72s in a previous episode. So
why don't you remind us what that is, Craig?
Well, if you take 8% into 72, you come up with 9 years. So every 9 years, if she did no deposits, every 9 years, it would double. And you said what? 27 years. So 9 goes into 27. Let me do the calculation here.
Three times.
Thank you, Amanda. So if she did nothing, no deposits, 112 turns into 224 times soon. See, now we're getting to higher numbers that I just can't do. We're now in the 450 range, 450,000. But it's the growth just keeps compounding over time. And I have the graph here looking at it. It just curves and starts skyrocketing. Mm-hmm. Once you get a good balance going, I mean, when you double one, now you do 2 million, then four, then eight.
So if she worked until she was 95, then what?
She would have $20 billion. Absolutely. There you go. You could have more money than Warren Buffett if you work till you're 90. Yeah. There you go.
That sounds
like a plan to me.
Yeah.
Anyway, I just love hearing these stories. And the problem is people have a short-term attitude towards this. They want to invest in crazy things like cannabis or meatless meat.
Yeah, or they aren't seeing the increase to their account happening very rapidly, so they get discouraged.
I can tell you when I started this in the 80s, it doesn't grow. It's very slow. And I can empathize with people. You're dumping your money in there and you see your friends buying pickup trucks and everything, and you're driving a Civic and you're like, wow, I can guarantee you it works. But once you get the balance going, once you get to six figures, it really starts moving. The graph curves. And once you get going, it does skyrocket. I can assure you, but nobody has the patience anymore. It's a shame. You know, long-term mindset. Just ignore what other people are doing. You do you. Stick with a plan. And I'm telling you, you'll be seven figures. It will happen. It does. So just a reminder, folks, check out rockonthemoney.com for links to all of the locations where you can subscribe to the podcast, direct links to Spotify, Apple, Google, TuneIn, all of them are listed right there on the front page of the website. Plus, we have all the podcasts hosted right there on the website so you can listen to it. We also break down the podcast to each individual question and make it a separate post so you can easily find what you are looking for. We also have great articles, guides to tell you how to freeze your credit, how to buy a vehicle, everything located on the website. If you find this podcast to be of value, please share it with a friend. Let them know about us. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button, that like button, wherever you're listening to the podcast. Let everybody else know that you love the podcast and help us spread the word. We're here for you. We're not charging anything for this. We're not selling anything. It's all for you. It's your community, and we're going to make this happen together. Thank you, everybody, and we'll see you again next time right here at Rock on the Money. America's Rockland, USA. All opinions expressed by the host are solely their own and do not reflect the views of any company, affiliates, or advertisers. Investments or strategies mentioned in the show may not be suitable for you. Before acting on any information in the show, you should consider whether it is suitable for your particular circumstances and strongly consider seeking advice from your own financial or investment advisor.